You're listening to 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by center head coach Wendy Austin Robinson. And coach, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks, Russell. It's my pleasure.
Coach, entering your sixth season as the head coach of the Colonels, just talk about your mindset as you prepare for another season.
Well, it's always fun getting a new bunch in. We have a lot of returners, but it's always, you know, you take one away, add one, it always gives you a new look, and it's always fun sitting down and trying to figure out what this team will be good at and evaluate what you need to do with this bunch of girls.
Last season, 19-8 on the year, 12-4 in SCAC play. Just talk about what this group learned through the course of last season.
Well, they got some, key growing experiences, growing lessons, learning lessons. We had a tough travel year last year that, helped us prepare for the conference tournament. We lost three key seniors that were great leaders for us, the girls that got to travel last year and got experience going deep into the conference tournament and, getting everybody's best on the road and here at home just helped them prepare to grow into different roles this year and be ready to hopefully, prepare and play as well as they did last year.
One of those key seniors you mentioned, Coach Chelsea Goodman, who had really, come to center and had played most every minute since she was a freshman and really helped to turn this program, start getting going in the right direction. Talk about how you try and replace her and fill that role, not only as a leader, but, on the basketball floor as well.
Yeah, Chelsea was just a special young lady and a special player, and you can't replace her. You just have to, look at your team different and change a lot of things up that you can't do now because you don't have Chelsea. What she did for our program, she trusted in me to come in and build around her, and that's what we did. And she just had a great career and left a great legacy for center basketball. But this year's going to be quite different. We've got probably one of our strongest post groups that we've had in a while, so we'll have a little different look at times because we don't have Chelsea on the floor. So we just had to reevaluate and do some different things offensively.
First back-to-back winning season at center since the 99-2000, 2000-2001 seasons. Just talk about the importance of that in terms of this program's mentality and where you're trying to, build this program and the direction it's heading.
Well, women's basketball here has a strong tradition, and it was tough to see it go through a terrible period of getting it to the bottom of the conference. So our girls, we've done a great job, the girls have, of buying into everything we ask them to do. Tom Campbell is a wonderful asset to our program and has great experience coming in, not a normal assistant coach with the many years of experience that he has. And the girls have just bought into everything that we've done, and they continue to help us try to recruit players in to help continue to make the program grow and reach the top of the conference. And we, I think that hopefully they've learned how to win now, and hopefully they still have that competitive desire and hunger, and hopefully they'll try to maintain the level and even hopefully maybe take it to another level this year if we can. But they know to get there it's going to take a lot of hard work and discipline every day in practice.
Maggie Pruitt returns to run the point guard for the Colonels. Last year she averaged 16.4 points, 4.7 assists, and 2.3 steals per game. Just talk about the way you've seen her grow as a player and sort of your expectations and what you expect to see from her on the floor this year.
Well, Maggie's done an outstanding job. To be real honest with you, this time last year she kind of was still adjusting even as a sophomore, but from day one when we walked in the gym this year, she just was a different player maturity-wise. She misses Chelsea, but she kind of realizes that, she understands Chelsea's gone and not coming back, and it's her team to run, and she just, I think she's getting real comfortable in our system, real comfortable with Tom and I, and, we trust her on the floor. She's just a great competitor. She, in every drills and practice, it doesn't matter. Maggie's a competitor and wants to win, and she's so coachable. She takes it to heart when she makes a mistake in different things, but she tries to improve and get better every day. And she understands that she's going to have to continue to grow this year and understand how people are defending her because she's going to see a lot of pressure this year without having Chelsea to help her. And I think she's ready for that. It's going to be a continual growing process each game and each day, but I think she's ready for it.
Last year, you guys shot 42% from the field to lead the SCAC in shooting field goal percentage. Just talk about the way you guys look to continue that trend again this year.
Well, we'll have to do a lot better job than we did last night. And, it's something we work on each day. Hopefully our conditioning will help a little bit. I think that we got a lot. We try to get a lot of easy buckets in transition, and try to get up and down the floor as quick as we can. That'll continue this year, and if we can continue to get those easy buckets in transition, not easy buckets, but buckets in transition, then hopefully our percentage will stay up there. But that's one thing we do work on each and every day in practice. There's not a day that goes by that we don't do some kind of competitive shooting drill and get a lot of shots up each day, and because we know we've got to.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by center head coach Wendy Austin Robinson and coach two seniors on this team, Angela Tronzo and Amanda Stovall. Just talk about the two of them and the importance that their leadership brings to this team.
They've done an outstanding job. Amanda Stovall is our energy and our spirit, and she is a great defender for us and a great shooter. She had a couple big shots last night. She has started from day one, comes from a great high school program, and again, she came in at a time when the program was just beginning to turn around, and so she is excited and feels real good about what they've done so far, but really she wants to have a great senior year. She is a winner, too. Angela Tronzo, just can't say enough about Ann. She's come in and just worked extremely hard to get better. She has played behind Chelsea Goodman for 3 years. Last year she played, we played Chelsea and Ann some together last year, but her main role has been Chelsea's backup for 3 years, so it's her turn now to start. She did a great job last night, even coming off an ankle injury and being out most of the week. She did a great job starting last night and just was very poised on the floor and a great leader on the floor. And it's a different role that she's not used to starting and have that starting role, so just very proud of her and the way she's taken that, and hopefully will continue to do as well as she did last night.
Eighth in rebounding margin a year ago, Coach, and I know as a post player that probably doesn't sit great with you. How do you guys try and improve crashing the boards this season?
We do. We work on it every day, and I think some of it's just I'm not sure you can always teach some of that, and we work on it every day, and I wish somebody had the secret to tell me, how to fix that exactly, but our effort is there, and so hopefully we'll continue to grow in that aspect, and, we know it's a weak point for us, but hopefully we'll continue to grow in it, and we try to do everything in competitive drills in practice, so maybe one day it'll all click and we'll put it together.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from this group as you guys have gone through preseason practice leading up to the start of the year?
I think they're just an outstanding coachable group. I knew the effort would be there and they'd work hard, but they just, each day they're ready to go and want to be coached and want to be corrected. And, we have in the maturity of the people that we have really needed to mature, Chelsea Benham, who is now a starter as a sophomore, and Ange taking over that starting role as a senior, and Kaylin West is a junior that's doing great for us, and Paige Bakley, a freshman that's going to see big minutes, and Bridget Winston and Jenna Meyer, who's sophomores. They've really been more mature than I thought they would be, and I hope that will continue. I know when we hit tough patches, they may falter a little bit, but they're just they're a good group of young women, and they just work extremely hard and love to play the game.
Freshman class, you have six new faces that joined the team. Just talk about the way they've transitioned into the college game, and do you feel like you have some girls that can really help you out this season?
It's always the biggest key for freshmen. It's just to learn a new system, and it's the transition in, and our upperclassmen do a great job. All of them, they do a great job of trying to help the freshmen out and, help them adjust to what our system's going to be like and different things. And, the person in that group that will stand out is Paige Bakley right now. She got key minutes last night. She is from the Nashville area, was an outstanding high school player down there, and we're just very fortunate to have her. And she's just very skilled and runs the floor well and just gives us great depth in the post.
Coach, what can our listeners expect to see from a Coach Robinson-led basketball team?
Well, I hope a very hard-working, humble group, that's hopefully very disciplined and very skilled, and but they can also still play loose on the floor and have a lot of fun, and we really enjoy what we do and enjoy being together doing it.
Coach, there's no question that this league presents a number of challenges. Just talk about the difficulty of navigating through the SCAC schedule and what you think makes this league so competitive.
This is just an outstanding league because we've got outstanding coaches in the league and outstanding athletes. Was honestly talking to someone outside our league the other day about how they made the comment how we beat up on each other each weekend, and it's tough. We just, you know, the travel doesn't make it easy, but we've got just great coaches at great institutions, and you know, it's tough every weekend. There's no game you go into and you can say you can check that off as a win. You better be prepared to play every game every weekend, and hopefully it gets us prepared for our postseason play and our out-of-conference play.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the goals that the 2010-11 Colonel squad has, and what are two or three things that you and your coaching staff worked, you know, really hard at to try and improve at each day in practice as you guys got prepared for the season?
Well, you know, you kind of just said we just try to get better every day. We know right now that our offenses are not going to be where they need to be, so we want to get better at our execution every day. We want to learn to play better together each day. You know, we play a lot of different, you know, defensive, full court defensive stuff, so that's got to get better each day, and just to be very skilled and fundamental, and then hopefully everything else will, all the other goals will take care of themselves.
Center head coach Wendy Austin Robinson, Coach, again, thank you so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.